what takes you there? What's in your wallet?
Capital One Bank USA N.A.
Hey, is this a little too early for being that loud? Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
Are you ready?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
People are waiting. The whole world is waiting.
How you doing?
Turn it up!
Look, we're a little busy this morning, Colonel. What can I do for you?
I've come to get my boy.
Good morning, Mary Sunshine. And how are we today?
Good morning!
Guess who got out of the wrong side of the bed this morning?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Glad to have you with us for the Monday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Monday, January 28th, 2019. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a great show today. We call this Reaction Monday because we want to hear from you, your reaction to what you saw over the weekend. We do it on our phone lines, Northern Communication phone line, 654-ROAR. We do it on our text line, 986-1566. We do it on our Twitter feed, at Mickey Plyler. Today, at John underscore Height, H-I-G-H-T. So looking forward to that today. Got a lot to get into. Obviously, we will discuss NC State's 69-67 buzzing beer win against Clemson. Tigers had big lead late, couldn't hit free throws, came down the stretch, State hits a bomb and rips Clemson's heart out. Tigers fall to 11-8 overall, 1-5 in the ACC. It was a just one of those, you know, can't draw it up any worse kind of endings. And Tigers now come home. They'll face Pittsburgh and Wake Forest the next two home games. There was other college basketball to watch and to get into this weekend, including Oklahoma State, who was just 9-9. Actually, just 8-11 coming in. Beat South Carolina 74-70. Bad loss for the Gamecocks as well. Clemson and South Carolina. What one we'll write home about this past weekend? In case you missed it all yesterday, Michigan State got upset. Purdue got off to a great start. Beat Michigan State 73-63. Sixth-ranked Spartans fall. Houston got their 20th win of the year. They beat Tulsa 77-65. 18th-ranked Villanova down Seton Hall 80-52. It was Minnesota upsetting 19th-ranked Iowa 92-87. Of the bigger games on Saturday, you had Duke losing at halftime at home to Georgia Tech, came back and won 66-53. Virginia went to Notre Dame and routed them. In the biggest game of the weekend, 8th-ranked Kentucky beat 9th-ranked Kansas 71-63. We had Virginia Tech beating Syracuse. We had Texas Tech beating Arkansas. Ranked teams, 22nd-ranked Mississippi State at home beat 18th or 16th-ranked Auburn 92-84. Auburn certainly falls after a bad week. 24th-ranked Iowa State went to Ole Miss. 20th-ranked Ole Miss won 87-73. In the conference games you'd care about that didn't involve anybody ranked, Louisville beat Pittsburgh. Well, Wake Forest went to Boston College. Boston College went to Wake Forest and won. Wake Forest is about as bad as it gets. That's some ACC action. Yesterday, Florida State beat Miami. SEC, we had the SEC Big 12 challenge from this weekend. And you had, let's see, SEC, Tennessee beat West Virginia. We know that. Kentucky beat Kansas. We know that. Texas Tech beat Arkansas. We know that. So Iowa State won. LSU beat Missouri. Baylor beat Alabama. TCU beat Florida. Oklahoma State beat South Carolina. Georgia won. A&M won. And Oklahoma won. So the Big 12 won that one. We got a nice win against the SEC in that one. PGA Tour, it was a really good win for Justin Rose. Two-shot win over Adam Scott. Five-shot win over Hideki Matsuyama at the Farmers Insurance Classic out in San Diego, California. We'll get to that a little bit. John Rahm had a lead after shooting 62 on Friday but couldn't hold it through the weekend. Tiger Woods had him a top 20 finish, shot 67 yesterday, 31 in the back to kind of get things going a little bit. He'll play in a couple of weeks. We had five local players. We'll tell you what those guys did coming up. Pro Bowl, AFC won, in case you cared anything about the Pro Bowl, which I didn't. But the Pro Bowl, it was the AFC. Downing that, winning that one. The better of the All-Star games this weekend was the NHL All-Star game, and Sid the Kid had four goals and four assists and a 10-5 victory. The Metropolitan Conference won. Big win for the traditional Metropolitan Conference deal there. Super Bowl send-off yesterday. Both cities sent their teams off. Both teams landed in Atlanta safely. Tom Brady had a little chant going. We'll tell you about that maybe a little bit later on. We had the Australian Open this past weekend. Djokovic looked maybe the best he's ever looked, and had a nice win against Nadal, in case you watched that. Senior Bowl was the Hunter Renfro show. Tell you a little bit about that as well. And remember, we're going to do Dabo Week. Got a little stat on Dabo every single day. This Dabo stat will blow your mind. We'll talk about that later in the show. And one of the main things we'll talk about is Clemson's very successful recruiting weekend, and that the Tigers had their junior day here and off of it received two commitments. Of about 20, maybe a half a dozen players that came in. Clemson gets a couple of commitments, including Kevin Swint, who is a linebacker, four-star linebacker, ranked number 166 in the country. He is the nation's 13th outside linebacker, so a nice pickup there. He is 6'3", 223 from Carrollton, Georgia, and had a bunch of offers. Florida, Notre Dame, Texas A&M, Alabama, Georgia, Auburn, South Carolina, Tennessee, Michigan, you know, offers everywhere. But the number 166 player, the 16th player in Georgia, and the 13th player at his position. Very nice pickup there. Clemson also gets Trey Williams this weekend, another four-star. This time it was the 6'3", 290-pounder from Washington, D.C., St. John's College High School. He is the nation's number 162 player. He is 9th best defensive tackle in the country and the 5th best player in the state of Maryland, according to Rivals.com. So with those things, we'll actually tell you what the team rankings are now for the class of 2020. Clemson now with 7 commitments. So for the updated, let me get updated in case there's any stuff from late from last night. From the updated list, Tigers 4th in recruiting. 6 4-stars and a 3-star. 4th behind Alabama, LSU, Ohio State, and just one ahead of Florida at this time. So not only the commitment part of it, but more than anything else, it was setting up just a great class in that all the 5-stars, everybody had a great time. Everything was great. So we'll give you a little more details, a little specific details come out of that as the show goes on. Normally, we turn it over to the or that serves the pot, Mr. Or 24 in the Twitter world, under the weather today. So we go to the best in the business. We go to the bullpen and pull out the best. John_Hite on Twitter. John Hite. Hey, buddy. How you doing, man? How you doing over there?
Doing well, Mickey. How you doing?
Blessed. Very blessed. Everything's great. Couldn't be better. How's your weekend?
It was good.
Great.
It was good. You know, watched a little Hunter Renfro show. And
nice.
Didn't watch any of the Pro Bowl. So it was a solid weekend.
I didn't watch any Pro Bowl. I didn't watch any of the NHL All-Star game.
A little bit of that one, but not much.
Yeah. But of all that, Hunter Renfro just put on a show, huh?
Does what he does. Just bailing out his quarterback left and right.
Yeah, not shocking anybody.
Not in this part of the state, that's for sure.
And really, exactly what you thought he would be. I'll ask you this.
Yeah.
You've seen him a bunch. You've seen him now against elite. Well, you've always started against elite defensive backs. Do it. Where's he drafted? What round? What's he looking at? And then what kind of success does he have?
I think people are going to get too caught up in his measurables, where I think he might be a fourth, fifth round pick when it's all said and done. But as a fourth, fifth round pick, I think he makes a roster and stays in the league for quite a while.
Yeah. The league has Hunter Renfrow types up and down the rosters.
Yes.
There are offenses or understand the value of his skill set. So it's not like he's going to be this groundbreaking player that is going to revolutionize the game. We see this in the NFL now. Mm-hmm. We see very successful possession receivers, third down receivers. But, you know, he's got a little deep ball to him, too. He's got a little moves to him, too. It will be interesting to see. I think he's a longtime NFL player, too. So I'm looking forward to that. Hope that will be the case. Now, what'd you get into this week? I know you guys didn't have to work yesterday.
No, we didn't. No, I had a nice day off. Yeah. A rare one, but it was good. It was good to kind of just take it easy and recharge and get ready for a big Monday here at WCCP.
Yeah, we've got, I was going to let you know, to catch up on our schedule, all the local broadcast here.
Yes.
Then Tiger calls from
7 to 8.
All right. And then we have,
after further review, from 8 until 10, the show has now been extended from 1 hour to 2 hours.
All right.
And then after that, we have SC Sports Network.
Nice. So we're here till
midnight.
Midnight tonight. That'd be a lot of fun.
No excuse for you not to be listening.
All right. I have avoided it now. We're 10 minutes into the show. I've avoided most of the talk about it. Tigers go 0 for 7 from 3-point line.
Mm-hmm.
They go 1, I think I'm right with saying, yeah, 1 for 7, 6-point lead with 20 seconds to go. And they go 1 for 7 in the last 34 seconds from the free throw line, including the best free throw shooter in Clemson basketball history, missing 4 in a row. What was it like here in the studio? Because y'all, people don't know, you and Zach produced the game.
Yes.
For the network. And y'all are taping stuff and you're making sure everything goes right and make sure all the pots are right. And it's a team effort. You guys are, but you're into the game itself too.
Absolutely.
What is it like? What does it sound like? Cause I hadn't heard Don's call. I just saw it on television, obviously, but walk me down to the last minute or so and the agonizing finish.
Well, I mean, you felt that, you know, that you had a 6-point lead, something like that, and everything was all right. I mean, you knew that you had to go down, hit your free throws, take care of business, and it's like, okay, well, we'll be all right. We'll be all right. We'll be all right. And then he hits that deep three, and, yeah, I mean, even Don was just like, and he made it. You know, it was a state of shock. I remember where our desk had turned up, Zach and I both turned, and it was just like a stare. Like, did that really just happen? You know, it was an unbelievable shot. It looked like Scara almost got a piece of it.
Yeah.
I mean, you give the kid credit for making the shot. It reminded me of when I was in school here in the mid to late 2000s of kind of some of those times where we would go up to the back of the road and would struggle on the free throw line.
I hate to say this.
It was tough.
I mean, it is tough. I hate to be this way. I really do, but I got to be honest. When it left his fingertips, I'm like, well, I mean, I expect it to go in.
I mean, the whole state bench was just, you know, holding up three. You know, hold the number three with their hands. They know this, it's a great shooter. They had confidence in him.
This, you know, we analyze every aspect of sports.
Yes.
And we break down from the kids, time the kids in the eighth grade, the ninth grade, and all the recruiting, and all the coaching, all the assistant coaching, all the player development. We break it down. This sounds like a... And I don't normally believe in this, and I don't think I believe in it now, but a very good friend of mine texted me after the game and said, man, maybe this Clemson basketball is just snake bit. I don't believe in luck. I don't believe in – well, I believe in luck for one or two occasions. And I believe that the best team wins most of the games.
Uh-huh.
And quite frankly, you know what? NC State's better than Clemson in basketball. Clemson played – that's what I feel terrible for, because they played a really good game.
Elijah Thomas had a phenomenal game down in the paint.
They played hard. They played a really good game. For all those that want to jump on Brad Brunell today, John Wooden would have taken your best free throw shooter in school history coming down the stretch with 4 free throws. John Wooden would have taken 7 free throws in the last 34 seconds and with a 6-point lead. Mike Krzyzewski and Dean Smith and Roy Williams and John Calipari, everybody would take a nap. You put your best guy at the free throw line.
Yeah.
I don't know what the coach can do there. So everybody's going to get on Brownell. But I hate to, even ask the question, but you believe in somebody being snake bit? Like, just the bad luck, man. It's just like, it's almost like it's almost like the norm. You know, we're going to miss these free throws and then come down and hit a bomb. Well, okay. I've seen that before. That seemed like it happens more times than not. You believe in that at all? It's hard to.
It's hard to, yeah.
I'm an adult. I'm a rational person. But there's evidence of it time and time and time and time and time again.
That's tough. You know, you like to think that, you know, last year with making the Sweet 16, this would be a year we could really get over the hump and just... It's just been a tough year in conference play. You know, it doesn't help the fact that John Swofford and his buddies up there kind of gave us one of the worst conference schedules to start out that he could have, but I'm not going to sit here and, you know, make excuses based on our schedule or this, that, and the other, but, you know, exactly, been dealt an easy hand, but, you know, sometimes just shots don't fall.
You weren't here with us last week, and I went off on the whole thing, man. I was very emotional, and... This might have been after the Florida State game, probably. I was very emotional. You know, this idea that we try to play this card every year of how tough the league is. I've been watching it for 45 years, John. Like, guess what? It's going to be tough the next 45.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And so I hate to say that. But I don't know, man. I don't know. It's baffling. And I don't know the answers. Texture said this morning, this is very simple. It's time for a change and everybody knows it. Don't make excuses for him. It just makes things worse. And my thing was, Saturday was not Brad Brunell's fault.
Not at all.
So the texture asked, how about the foul 9 seconds ago? Is that not his fault either? I don't think that was the difference in the game. In hindsight... You know, if you don't foul there and the guy makes a three, everybody says you should foul.
Of course.
But in hindsight, you know, yeah. But that being said, if the greatest free throw shooter in Clemson basketball history makes his free throws, he made 9 of his first 10 in the game. He's a 90% free throw shooter.
Yep.
He makes his free throws, and you can foul. What, it doesn't matter. Again, Calipari... Wooden, Krzyzewski, Pat Summitt, whoever you want to name. Red Auerbach and Phil Jackson would take that. Everybody takes that. You're on the road and you got a 6-point lead with 20 seconds to go. And include your best free throw shooter, you go 1 of 7 from the line in the last 34 seconds. And I don't see how that's coaching. I don't see how anything in the world is coaching.
It's not.
Now, are people frustrated with it? Sure. Are people upset with it? Sure. People think 9 years in, you should be better than this after 9 years. Yeah, I get all that. Is it time for a change? I don't know all that. I get the frustration. But specifically about Saturday, what do you do? Did he tell him to miss the free throws? Did all of a sudden he put his worst free throw shooter on the line? No, he put his best one in school history on the line. A 90% free throw shooter. The guy goes 0 for 4. I feel terrible for him.
Oh, yeah. I've heard no one feels worse about this than Marquise Reed.
No. So, anyway. Texas said the players quit on Brownell. They didn't look like they quit Saturday. I'm going to tell you right now, if the ball doesn't go in the hoop on the last basket, what we're talking about Saturday is, man, I don't know what got in these guys, but they played hard Saturday.
The whole game.
Right. They rebounded extremely well. They got after on the defensive end. I was extremely impressed with the effort on Saturday. I can't fault anything about the effort on Saturday.
Not at all.
I can't speak to what goes on in the locker room. I'm not there. I can't speak to what happens in practice. I'm not there. But what I saw, and look, I got on them for what I saw earlier in the season. They weren't playing as hard earlier in the season. They played hard Saturday, and they got beat. So I don't know what else to say about it.
Yeah.
We'll continue talking about it. I'm glad you're here, buddy.
Happy to be here.
Sorry I had to be here on those trends. But, hey, look, like I said, baseball season's right around the corner. And comes to football recruiting, dare I say, in fuego right now.
I think in fuego might even be an understatement.
All right, exactly. All right, I want you to go to the Pickens and Easley and Powdersville YMCA. This is, I'm just telling you, man, this is an amazing group of facilities. The one that I've been to, the Powdersville Y, is quite frankly just state of the art. And what they've done there, I've been to several Ys in my life. I've been the member of Y over in Greenville for years. And I mean, quite frankly, this is the best I've ever seen. The outdoor pools, the indoor pools, the basketball stuff, the just incredible facilities. The Powdersville of Easley and Pickens, they have all these wonderful programs for you to help you get in shape, stay in shape, help you with your children and help you with I love the support groups they have, like the Live Strong Cancer Survivor groups they have, all the wellness stuff they do. They've got this little area over there, John, that you live in. It's called Beast Mode area, where they just crush it. But you know, the youth stuff, the water fitness stuff, they have a deal of it that's pretty cool. They found out that some constant bicycling and that kind of flow helps Parkinson's. They have Pedaling for Parkinson's program. Get in touch with them. Find out about personal training. Find out about the journey that can help you. For more information, go to PCYMCA, Pickens County YMCA, PCYMCA.net, or just do a Google search. You'll find it. I love the folks at Easley Pickens and Powdersville YMCA. You will as well. Personal friend of mine has lost, I'm going to guess, 70 pounds as a result of joining and going every single day. So you're going to love it as well. So it's Pickens County YMCA. Good by sales. Great folks. When we come back, it's Reaction Monday. I want to hear from you. Phone lines, text, tweets, John Hite, Mickey Pollard, more right after this.
Vehicles repairs can be a painful experience, but don't let them be. The experts at My Garage are here to treat your vehicle like the major investment it is. Call today to make your appointment at 633-5800 or visit us at 551 Old Greenville Highway in Clemson.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
Hey Tiger fans, this is Michael Thacker with an update on Lakeside Lodge Clemson, Clemson's first condo hotel. Now under construction, Lakeside Lodge offers 1, 2, and 3-bedroom condos starting in the mid-200s. You can use it whenever you want and rent it when you're away. It's that easy. With top-notch amenities like housekeeping, food and beverage, service, and lake access, Lakeside Lodge will provide the ultimate Clemson experience. Hurry, because these condos are selling fast. Visit our sales office at 906 Clemson Boulevard next to Ruby Tuesday.
New year, new carpets. Get your 2019 started off right with Zero Res because they clean with powered water. No soap, no residue, no harsh chemicals. Right now, get 3 rooms of carpet plus free hallway cleaned and sanitized for only $109 when you mention my name, Mickey Plotter. Book now by calling 558-7300 or visit ZeroResGreenville.com. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean. And don't forget to ask about their air duct cleaning special.
The Surgery Center at Pelham is a fresh approach to the outpatient surgery experience. First of all, we're a smaller facility, so we really are a true team where we make decisions together as a team to care for our patients the absolute best way possible. We are the ones that are successfully performing the total knee and hip replacements as outpatient surgery here in the Upstate. At the Surgery Center at Pelham, our team of medical professionals are with you every step of the way. From the time you enter our doors that morning to the time you walk out of our facility that afternoon. I'm Kathy Witham, one of the clinical directors at the Surgery Center at Pelham, and I want to personally invite you to come see us and take a tour of our surgery center. Meet our wonderful staff and allow us to answer any questions you might have about total knee or total hip replacement surgery. We're just different from everybody else. You'll be impressed. The Surgery Center at Pelham, where we're doing amazing things to improve your surgical experience.
No one plans a plumbing problem. Lucky for you, Roto-Rooter is there 24/7, 365, just like they have been for over 30 years. Locally owned by proud Clemson alumni, they'll handle anything. Plumbing inside or out, home or business, from sinks to disposals to septic tanks. They are the experts, serving the upstate and western North Carolina. Call 288-7686 or online at rotorooter.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Did you know you can spray Lanex on just about anything that needs protection? How about adding a non-slip grip to your axe? Or how about a park bench, a trailer, van life, work truck, motorcycle? Think outside the bed liner and Lanex it.
Call us today at Lanex of Anderson.
The Mickey Flyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
I was really hoping to avoid you and then ignore you a bunch before you could ask me about this.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Well, I got a woman way over town that's good to me.
Hey, the American Barbershop is back. The cultural icon that was in the early 19th century through the late 1960s is back now. For generations, that's what we did. And then all of a sudden, we all started going to unisex craze salons. Of course, nowadays, we don't know if we're men or women anyway. But now, in the unisex craze salons, and now we've gotten back to the classic American-style barbershop. We're doing it with a modern touch now because the men's only and men getting their hair cut and loving it, but doing it with the ladies and do it with a hot towel treatment, do it with a straight razor shave in the back of the neck. My wife asked me the other day, said, why would anybody ever do the back of the neck without a straight razor shave? I don't know. I don't get it. They do it at Roosters. The touch of Roosters you're going to love. It's roosters.mgc.com, roosters.mgc.com, 864-884-8920. We were talking about you the other day, John. You got a decent head of hair over there. Yours is
all right.
Pretty neutral.
It'd be better if I didn't have a buzz cut.
Yeah, Zach's is good. But it doesn't take long to call rolling our class around here who has good hair because we don't. It's a bad hair facility here. I don't know what it is. Me and Ben and it was all of us. We're just bad. Quark. I mean, there's just bad hair around here everywhere. Anyway. So, I don't know what it is. You come in, you help. You're on the upside of the curve there. RoostersMGC.com. Stop by and see them. Now, on our text line, let me fly through these right now. We have a choice.
Okay.
Normally, if I could talk about something positive or something negative, I'm going to talk something positive.
Absolutely.
It's the morning. It's Monday morning. You got every reason in the world to be in a bad mood about Monday morning if you like. But be honest with you. Why look at the dark side of things? Why not look at the bright side of things?
I couldn't agree more.
So we could talk Clemson football recruiting. We could talk Clemson baseball. We could talk the Super Bowl. And we'll do all that. However, I don't want to run from the issues that are here. And judging from our text line, a lot of people feel the same way and want to say at least a little bit about it. And it was a shocking end to the game. With that said, David from Williamson. These are all on our text line, 986-1566. David from Williamson. I watched the game and said the same thing as you. I said, well, that's just Clemson basketball. He says, Matt from Clemson, how do you compare the situation and current basketball situation to the last few years of the baseball program with Jack Leggett? Your honest opinion. There at the end of the Leggett regime, I made it pretty clear that I just thought the program had stalled and stagnated. I thought that the program, there had been enough issues in in-state recruiting. I thought the program had become only about Jack Leggett and not about Clemson baseball. I thought that every year that we were sitting around trying to say, well, can Jack keep his job? And I'm like, well, that's not very fair. I'm worried about the seniors. I'm worried about the players. Can the players win? Can Clemson baseball win? And I always felt like that. Too many people felt like it was a Jack Leggett's program rather than Clemson baseball's program, and I didn't think that the program's living up to my expectations. In this case, I don't hold Clemson basketball as high of a standard as I do for Clemson baseball. Clemson baseball to me is a top 15 program. It's a top It's not a top five program. It's probably not a top 10 program. If you just look at it realistically, it's a top 15 program. Our program, baseball program, we go to Omaha. We win ACC championships. We win divisions. We host regionals. We host super regionals. We go to Omaha, you know, fairly often.
Beat that team down 26 a good bit, too.
Yeah.
Can't forget about that.
Yeah. That they... We're you know, the resources, the history, the tradition, the support.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you can say you create your own support. I get all that. But my point is, I just hold Clemson... I'm a lot more patient with Clemson basketball than I am Clemson baseball. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Chris, speaking of baseball, Chris says, Mickey, we're on to opening day in baseball. I know fans this way. And this is true, and this is how it is. I know fans that would like for Clemson to be great in basketball.
Mm-hmm.
But as long as Clemson wins national championships in football, and as long as they can get through about the middle of January with Clemson football, get through the first part of February with Clemson recruiting, that they can take a couple weeks in there and get ready for Clemson baseball. Now, they'd like for Clemson basketball to be great, but if it's not, there's enough out there for them. And two out of three ain't bad, according to these folks. I think that is a fairly prevalent part of the fan base right now.
I would agree, but yeah, my stance is if they put on a Tiger paw, I want to see them win.
Right, right. That goes for our cross-country teams and our tennis teams and our volleyball teams and now our new softball team next year passed by there this weekend. And that facility is coming along. Moving a lot of dirt over there. Clemson Brad, text line, couldn't believe it. I was listening to it on the radio and turned it off when they fouled Mitchell and were up with about six with 26 seconds to go. Left shocked to hear that we lost a couple hours later. Snake bit was exactly what I was thinking. Yeah, you can't, just the way it is drawn up here, you couldn't have drawn it up any better. And just the specifics of what he's talking about here. The Tigers had a 6-point lead with 20 seconds to go. They actually went up. Let's see if I'm right by saying this. They went up by 6 with 34 seconds to go. Braxton Beverly hit a free throw with 26 seconds to go to cut it to 5. But then Shelton Mitchell made a free throw. He missed his front end, made a second one to go up by 6 with 26 seconds to go. And the jumper that Markel Johnson hit was with 19 seconds to go to cut it to 4. A free throw cut it to 3. Then that's where Reed misses. They make 2 more free throws to cut it to 1. Reed misses again. And that's where Braxton Beverly hits the bomb, the 3-pointer, with less than a second on the clock and the game ends 69-67. So what he's talking about there is the Tigers go 1-for-7 in the last 34 seconds from the line and had a 6-point lead with 20 seconds to go where Reed, quite frankly, hit 9 of his first 10. It's not like he struggled the whole game, hit 9 of his first 10.
Mm-hmm.
Texture makes a good point here, John Hyde. Women's basketball is able to turn around pretty quickly. Do you think Amanda Butler's success – quick success here? I've been asked this several times now by fans and my listeners. Do you think Amanda Butler's quick success adds pressure to men's basketball here?
I don't know. First of all, I don't want to lump the amazing job that Amanda Butler has done and just put it in this and to kind of downplay it. I think, you know, she deserves all the credit in the world what she's been able to do over there. It's been phenomenal. My opinion, that's Dan Radakovich's best hire since he's been here. And before y'all start texting, Terry Don Phillips hired Dabo Swinney, not Radakovich, so don't come at me over that. But I could see both sides of that, but I would say no. I think they're independent of each other. I think you can be impressed and proud of what the Lady Tigers have been able to do without saying that it's, you know, causing pressure over there for the men's team.
There was no worse program in America than Clemson's women's basketball program.
Yes, I would agree with that.
And what Amanda Butler has done in one very short year, she hadn't been a year, has come in and turned them to, I think, a top 20 kind of team. I think NCAA tournament team. Now, how does that correlate to men's basketball? I'm not sure. I'm not sure how fair that is. I don't know. I don't know anything about that. But I can tell you this. We're going this week a couple times, And the other night when they beat Georgia Tech, that was my second women's basketball game in 14 years. So she has, and that staff and those players have created a buzz for me to go to the games now. They have, the best example I can tell you of this, and I mentioned this on the show a few weeks ago. Urban Meyer was the assistant, he was the wide receivers coach at Notre Dame under Lou Holtz. And he's offered the Bowling Green head coaching job. History tells us that he took the Bowling Green head coaching job, turned them around, got the Utah job as a result, went undefeated, turned them around, got the Florida job as a result, won two national championships, got the Ohio State job as a result, won a national championship. But he's a wide receiver coach at Notre Dame. And he was offered the head coaching job at Bowling Green.
All right.
And he walked into the office of Lou Holtz and said, "Coach, I've been offered the Bowling Green job, the head job, but I'm going to turn it down." And Holtz said, "Why?" And Urban Meyer said, "Because it's a bad job." And Lou Holtz said, "Of course it's a bad job. That's why it's open. Good jobs don't come open. And if they do, they don't offer them to wide receiver coaches. It's your job to make the Bowling Green job a good job."
Yep.
Quite frankly, he did. He made the Utah job a good job, the Florida job a good job again, and the Ohio State a good job again. My point is this. No one faced a worse situation than Amanda Butler here. Right. It was a bad job. Quite frankly, she has turned into a good job now. That is your job to excite people. She got my fat, lazy butt out of my lazy boy and got me going down and paying $12 for me and my wife to go see a women's basketball game. Now I don't have to do that. Now I can do the Kwok and Kelly promo code this week.
There you go. Which one are you using, Kwok's or Kelly's?
Oh, Kelly's, of course.
Aw. Poor Kwok.
But that being said, you make it, you know, you sit back and talk about how hard the job is. That's my point about Clemson men's basketball all these years. Guess what? Duke and North Carolina are going to be good. I don't want to hear it anymore. It's up to you to make this the Duke and North Carolina job. And it's tough. I get it. It's tough. It's very tough. So that's where with all that. I got a ton more of these. If you want to talk about it, you can. Our first press is always phone calls on Reaction Monday, 654-ROAR, 654-7627. You can reach us on our text line, 986-1566. I got a text while ago saying, spell it for us, for John underscore height. J-O-H-N.
Yes.
Underscore.
Yes.
H-I-G-H-T.
That is correct.
Knight with an H. Well, yeah. Nighttime, not K-N-I-G-H-T.
Right.
N-I-G-H-T. Which with you is H-I-G-H-T.
That is correct.
Right. Okay. John underscore height, H-I-G-H-T. And on Twitter, I'm at Mickey Plyler. We'll continue with these. You guys are making some good points and good questions on our text line. I'll get to those. We'll get to phone calls when you come back for more. I do want to tell you about our friends at the Patterson Tax Service. Russell Patterson, I know, is in the office right now. You know how I know? Because, let me see when this was. Russell sent me a text this morning because he knew I was up at 5:42. And they're over there rocking and rolling right now, man. They are getting these tax returns. They're getting these tax returns done, and they're making sure that you are extremely satisfied with your tax returns. They're doing it Monday through Saturday, actually. Look, they'd like for you to make an appointment, 859-8289, 859-8289. They take walk-ins, but in that big initial rush, I'm starting to get all of our stuff in now. My wife got both of her, or two or three of her tax documents in. I get about 10 or 12 just from different stuff and different vendors and stuff like that. We get those in. I'm still waiting on a few of those. But now's the time where you're starting to get it done. And I got to tell you, well, I love the Patterson Tax Service. You will too. PATTAX.com, PATTAX.com. I've never met anybody, and we have thousands of people that go to them now that listen to here. I've never met anybody that ever started with them, that ever went to anybody else. Why? Because they're just that doggone good. They're going to make this as easy, as painless, and maximize your return legally as well as anybody could ever do it. It's Patterson's Tax Service. Use their expertise in this very interesting year now. Because of all the tax code changes, the most since 1986. PATTAX.com, PATTAX.com. A break. John Height, let's take that. We'll come back. Love to hear from you. Phone, text, tweets, John and Mickey Moore right after this. If you want a Honda, Acura, Lexus, or Toyota, there's only one place to get your car, SUV, or truck serviced. That's First Class Halt. HALT stands for Honda, Acura, Lexus, and Toyota. That's all they do, and they do it well. And they back it up with some of the best warranties in the upstate. Be sure to check them out online. The latest specials can be found at firstclasshalt.com. That's firstclasshalt.com. Or visit them in Greenville at 1304 Roper Mountain Road or in Anderson at 4135 Clemson Boulevard. That's First Class Halt.
Looking for delicious and innovative food in downtown Clemson? The Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is the answer. Fresh house-cut steaks and seafood and free-range poultry are just a few of the menu items that define the Blue Heron. And specials like Two for Tuesday. Buy one roll and get the second half price. The finest steaks and fresh seafood at the Blue Heron, College Avenue, Clemson. Visit our website at blueheronfood.com.
Why shop Reed's Jewelers? Better yet, why not? Reed's Jewelers invites you to make them your jeweler, and you'll soon discover why so many like you now shop Reed's. From their award-winning staff to their impressive selection of jewelry to their customer-friendly financing, Reed's Jewelers, Haywood Mall, invites you to join the thousands of customers who have started a relationship with them. We'd love to see you. Reed's Jewelers, Haywood Mall, next to Belk, online at Reed's.com.
Quag here for Hendrick Honda Easley. I've owned my Accord for several years, and I can tell you a Honda's the way to go. Hendrick Honda Easley's been in business 25 years, offering their customers a fair, fast, easy, and transparent experience. After you've purchased your new or pre-owned vehicle from Hendrick Honda Easley, believe me, their staff from service to finance is behind you 100%. See Hendrick Honda Easley online at HendrickHondaSC.com or in person at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway.
The new year is here, and the Mattress Outlet in Seneca is starting the year with huge clearance on mattresses in all sizes. Save up to an additional 10 to 60% on our already low pricing, and you still receive a free foundation with select mattress purchases or upgrade to an adjustable base. Start your new year's right with a new Beautyrest or Serta mattress today. The new year's clearance at the Mattress Outlet in Seneca opens 7 days a week, located at the corner of the old Walmart across from Chick-fil-A.
Ready SC, in cooperation with Tri-County Technical College, is assisting with the recruitment and training for Patriot Automation. Patriot Automation is committed to providing industrial automation systems and is currently seeking panel build technicians. Qualified candidates must have high school diploma or GED or relevant work experience. For a full job description and to apply online, go to sctechjobs.com or your nearest SC Works office. Patriot Automation is an equal opportunity employer.
At AutoZone, helping you get more done is what we do best. Like with the AutoZone Rewards Program, you'll earn a $20 reward every time you spend $20 or more 5 times. And right now, get 5 quarts of Valvoline Advanced Synthetic or Full Synthetic High Mileage Motor Oil and an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for $22.99 after a $7 AutoZone gift card by mail. Upgrade to a K&N filter for $3 more. Visit any of our 5,600 locations nationwide and let us do more for you. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Such a face, such a marvelous voice.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us here on a Reaction Monday. 654-ROAR, Northwood Communication phone lines. You can reach us on our text line, 986-1566. You can reach us on our Twitter feed, at John_Height, at Mickey Plotter. Harbin Lumber has been in business since 1917. Frank and John Harbin were brothers. They decided after coming home from World War One, and their families eventually took over all their business at their location in 1945, right there at the end of like World War II, and seeing we're going to hopefully try to rebuild things. And over 100 years now, they've been proud and humbled and recognized that I didn't realize this, that only 3% of businesses make it to the fourth generation of family ownership. How about that? But they've done that now. And how do you do that? How do you make it the top 3% of business? By being unbelievable with your customers. They will blow your doors off HarbinLumber.com. If you're an upstate builder, remodeler, handyman, if you're a do-it-yourself around the house, around the remodeling, everything, Harbin Lumber wants to take care of you. They are going to blow your doors off at Harbin Lumber. Harbin Lumber, remember the number, 353-5053, 353-5053. Texter said, the texter's name is in a relationship with Clemson. Mick and 24. Oh, it's not Mr. Or 24. It's actually John Hyde. Is a big part of the Tigers basketball being AJ leaving and Sims not showing up. I'm not sure with AJ leaving. I'm not sure what kind of role he would have had. He came on strong at the end of last year, and I'm not sure what happened there with his situation. Just not privy to that information and don't know. Sims has not. I mean, if you really want to talk about what has happened to Clemson basketball, in this year, obviously Gabe DeVoe is missed. There was some thought there earlier on that, boy, Gabe DeVoe, you know, he was a great three-point shooter, but and I thought his defense was better last year, but how much would he be missed? The second part of it is we kept hearing was, boy, that Grantham missed the last half and they played well without him anyway, so not going to miss those. With that said, I think perhaps the biggest thing this year, Shelton Mitchell doesn't appear to be healthy. The knee continues to bother him, and quite frankly, Shelton Mitchell's not been – he's just been a shell of his normal self. Now, I thought Trapp played much better Saturday, but Scara has not been very consistent on the offensive end. Defense has been good. Sims has been very, very inconsistent at times, looked really good, times not. Thomas was hurt early. Reed was hurt, you know, a little bit later on. Injuries, you get the Malik William kid injured the whole year. There's been injuries everywhere, and the transfer White's not been as good as they thought. I would have thought that the two freshmen would be better so far, and they haven't been. And that leads to other texts you guys are sending in, and I don't disagree with it. Clemson Brad says, with a couple of recruiting letdowns, such as missing on Zion and losing your best player at the end of this year, the future looks bleak for Clemson basketball even more now. Who knows? Got our own issues in 2019 right now. But I agree, on paper, 2020 doesn't look very good because your most experienced best players are leaving, and I'm not sure there's a great cast behind them at this point. So we'll see. Zeke is in Simpsonville, 654 Roar. Hey, good morning, Zeke. Thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing?
And if you're going to talk women's basketball, I'm going to give a reaction money to my Tar Heels beat number one Notre Dame yesterday.
I didn't realize that.
Number one Notre Dame goes down.
How about that? I didn't realize that. I've been talking to Kelly Graham about women's basketball and trying to get caught up and on, and she says, man, Notre Dame is absolutely unbelievable, but apparently North Carolina didn't think so.
North Carolina was only making, like, I don't know, like 11-9 or something.
Yeah.
So yeah. So 1773 in Chapel Hill over at Carmichael Auditorium. So, and as far as, you know, I never understood something, Mickey. I mean, I just use common reasoning in basketball. You know, people acted like Dante and Grant. Oh, we played without him. Mickey Clemson went 9-7 without Dante Grant.
Yeah.
9-7. That won't get you the NCAA tournament. And I kept trying to say, you didn't win without him. You played without him.
Right.
But you didn't win a lot without him, you know. And then, at the end of the year, there may not have been a better shooter in college basketball than DeVoe. I mean, he literally shot you back. He about shot Kansas out of the tournament. And what happens is with Shelton Mitchell, who is a facilitator, he had DeVoe, and he had, you know, Reed and Dylan Thomas. So he had two, and then with Grantham, he had three or four guys to feed the ball to. Well, you lose two guys, you don't replace them at all, and then Mitchell trying to score, which you can't do. You put a lot of pressure on Reed. He's played a lot of minutes. And then, you know, some of the younger guys haven't stepped up. But if you look at the schedule, Mickey, they've got about six games in a row. Now, seriously, they're all winnable games. And what they got to do is go out and win those winnable games, take care of home court, and steal a game or two on the road. I mean, they had a steal on the road. That would have been a really good win to get that on the road. But, you know, you worry about what does that loss do to the mentality of that team. So, but again, I just think, man, you know, Clemson lost two really good players last year. And I don't think Sims is I'm not sure really anybody stepped up. And Thomas can't stay out of foul trouble, right, which hurts him also. I'm still not sure they feed the post enough. And Mitchell is just trying to at times do something he can't or be, which is a score. he's a facilitator. And I think they really missed all that outside shooting, the scoring of Gabe DeBoe. I mean, that guy was shooting really well. But, you know, tough loss. And Mickey, forget the free throws. Here's something that I don't understand. You know, Mickey, if I told you the only way you could lose a football game was an 80-yard pass, then would you, and they had a receiver that could run a 4.240, would you not have, like, three DBs and safeties back?
Yeah.
I mean, how do you not guard the one guy that can do that? I mean, someone should have stayed with him all the way up the court, all the way. I mean, just that's the one guy that and he's only like 5'11". To me, that's the one guy that should have never got a shot off. Make somebody else beat you. And, man, the guy, I mean, Mickey had a clean, wide-open look at a three-pointer. Not a tough shot for him. So, free throws, though, you're right. Someone said, well, I think Reed was 9 for 10, but Mickey, the first half and the last minute of the game are two different times shooting free throws.
Yeah.
You know, but again, you look at their stretch, Mickey. They do have a really favorable stretch coming up. A lot of teams would lose at Duke. A lot of teams would lose to Virginia. Those two games you can write off. You could have got a win at Syracuse, should have. Could have got a win at State, could have. That's a big difference if you get those two wins, Mickey, on the road as well as the Georgia Tech at home. Big difference.
I would agree. I'm watching now. Now, remember this, Zeke, because about criticizing the defense there at the end. They're only up by one. And
correct.
So it's not like you could just guard just a three-point line. So a little bit on that one. But you're right on the idea that there is there are opportunities out there. Now, think about it like this, though. Had they beat NC State, that would have been 2 out of 3 wins. Because the Georgia Tech win, NC State win, then you beat Pittsburgh and Wake Forest, now you're winning 4 out of 5. You go to Georgia Tech, you win 5 out of 6, you feel good about yourself.
No doubt.
Now you're chipping your bottom lip.
I agree with you 100%.
Yeah.
Right, but I agree with you 100%. I said in preseason, you know, I picked Clemson, I think, you know, we're doing the show in the afternoon. You know, I know Walt had number 3, could go to the Final Four. I thought this would be a nice top 20 team, you know, 15 to 20. They could see a Sweet 16 based on the guard play in Thomas, those three guys. But, again, I just don't think if you lose great players like Grantham and DeBoe, you have to replace them, or how can you expect to be better, you know? And I think sometimes unfair expectations have been put on the team by the fans due to those things that were said. And, you know, just because people say, well, they shoot 90% from the free throw line, what are you going to do with the ball in their hands? Well, guess what? Hitting those free throws in the last 25 seconds – that's all I care when you make them, Mickey. You can go 0 for 10 as long as you go 4 for 4 in the last minute to win a game. That's really all that matters because I heard this saying, I'll let you run, Mickey, but a coach one time told me, he said, listen, money players take and make money shots. I don't care about the rest of it. Those guys step up, and they're 0 for 10 from threes for the last minute. They step up and go 2 for 2 because they're willing to take and make money shots, and that's what free throws are the last minute. Thanks, Mickey.
Thank you, Zeke. Appreciate the phone call. He's right. You got to make them when they really count, no doubt about it. Next year, if you – on paper, it doesn't look great. Bear is a transfer in that will be eligible next year. I think they like him, and Jamison will be a sophomore as your post players. And Amir Sims as your starting four. Malik Williams, I guess, comes back. I don't know the concussion symptoms. I don't know if you come back for it or not. In the backcourt, Trapp, Newman, and Tyson have a little bit of experience, not a lot. You got three backcourt guys coming in, and Dawes and Hunter and Hemingway. I don't know. It looks like a young, and I'm not sure, a very talented team next year. So, that's where not having a – Zion wouldn't have been here after 1 year anyway, but Josiah James to kind of lead things in the backcourt. Josiah James probably hurts you as much or more than Zion, in my opinion.
I would agree with that.
Look, it's a tough deal, but you just got to go get it done. Somehow, some way, as my friend Rob Patterson would say, just get it done. Just find a way to get the thing done. And right now, it's tough. It's really tough. Tomorrow night, 9 o'clock, maybe some bad weather coming. I'm sure we'll have every excuse in the world not to go over there tomorrow night, not to support the team tomorrow night. But if you ever want to support them tomorrow night, it's a great night to support them.
Absolutely.
Because, man, they're hurting over there, and they need your help.
Little John needs to be rocking tomorrow night. It's, you know, like Zeke said, we got a stretch here of some very winnable games with Pitt and Wake Forest, you know, back-to-back home games.
Yep.
Well, let's fill the place up and let's get it rocking.
I agree. I totally agree with that. So who knows? John, I know you are a Hilton Head guy, and so that's why I'll mention right now about our friends at Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. I have been flooded as of late with Palmetto Dunes information with a unbelievable 2019 year they've got coming up. They have huge plans coming up, and they're staying ahead with some unbelievable things going. The golf courses are great, the tennis courts, the pickleball, the beach, the fishing, the boating, the food, the accommodations, everything is great. You're going to love Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com, the beautiful oceanfront resort in Hilton Head Island, South Carolina. Make 2019 either your first trip there, or if you've been, I don't need to remind you, but I will remind you. And get down, get some great food at Alexander's. You know, right there on the water, man, it's beautiful. It's great, great, awesome seafood. I love it there. Palmetto Golf Report, Farmers Insurance Open. We told you earlier, Justin Rose won 21 under par. We had five local players playing. Only two made the cut, though. Kyle Stanley, Richie Rorinsky, and Sam Saunders all miss a cut. But Scott Brown finished 12 under par, tied for ninth. And Bill Haas, 3 under par, tied for 57th. For our local players, that is our Palmetto Dunes, Palmetto Golf Report, brought to our great friends at Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com, the beautiful oceanfront resort in Hilton Head Island, South Carolina. I think I'm right by saying this now. Now we go to Phoenix. Sorry about that for saying so. Now we go to Phoenix coming up. That's our Palmetto Dunes, Palmetto Golf Report, by our great friends at Palmetto Dunes, PalmettoDunes.com. Hour two after this.
Safely in the Priority One studios. Are WCCP Clemson Greenville 105.5 The Roar.